you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
If I was to sing a song, the song would be when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. And all he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. My soul cries out, hallelujah. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God. Talk to me, somebody. I thank God for saving me. Salvation. Most important thing that could happen to you and I tonight is for us to be saved. Amen? Amen? Now you're going to talk to me tonight. I'm not going to hold you long. Giving all praise and honor to God. Giving honor to our pastor and his wife in their absence. Giving honor to the elders, the ministers, the deacons. Giving honor to my wife. Giving honor to the saints of God. I said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now the doctors say that I have a heart condition. Went to the hospital today, and I just want to share this with you because you need to know. Because we're family, amen?
Amen?
Amen? I was supposed to take a stress test today, get on the treadmill. Blood pressure was up, couldn't get on the treadmill. Heart acting up, beating off fast, going crazy. And they told me, I'm going to share this with you because I'm an open door. I'm an open book. I don't have nothing to hide. They told me that I have to get this procedure over there, stick this thing in my wrist and run it all the way through my arm and all the way up to my heart to see what's going on. Put a balloon in there if they have to. They don't know what's going on. Something's not right, they said. I could die. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm trusting in who?
Jesus!
I'm trusting in Jesus. The doctor's supposed to call me back and we'll see what happens. But, you know, I told my wife, I said, the only reason I don't want to leave here is because of you. I don't want her to be alone. But as far as death, you better hear me tonight. You better hear me tonight. And I don't stand here boasting and bragging because I'm nothing. But as far as death, I'm not afraid. Paul in the Philippians, the first chapter, he said, for me to live is Christ. And to die, you and I who are in Christ, we're not supposed to be afraid of death. We're supposed to look death right in the eye and say, bring it on. Jesus is going to take the sting out of death. And he died on Calvary. He took the sting out of death. Let me tell you something. You and I don't die. What else am I to talk about? Paul the apostle said we fall asleep. We take a nap in Jesus. To be absent from the Lord, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, the Bible says. We for those that are in Christ, amen? We take a nap in Jesus. We fall asleep. Death is just a passageway into eternity. And for you and I in Christ, death is our reward. Christians running around here afraid of death. What's wrong with you? Don't you know who you're serving? Amen?
Amen.
I'm not worried about dying. I'm living saved. And I'm not boasting and I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the only thing worth living for is living for Jesus. I'm 66 years old now. I've been there and I've done that. I have no desire to go back into the world. I have no desire to go into the world of the flesh. Look, I'm going to be saved. Give you and I the grace Amen. If we have to be martyrs, he'll give us the grace to go through. And we have to be like Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They stood boldly face to face with King Nebuchadnezzar. And they said, we know that our God can deliver us. Here's that spiritual bulldog tenacity we must have. But if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down to no enemies. Amen?
Place in our heart. Lord God, have thine own way. Bless
bless the pastor and his wife and those that have went down south to the council. Let your anointing be upon them. Let your anointing be here. Remember apostolics wherever they are. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now don't sit on. Don't sit down. Stand up. I want you to turn. Let's go to Matthew 6 chapter first. We'll go in. Matthew the 6th chapter. You can't walk with God holding hands with the devil. What in the world does that mean? Matthew 6 chapter verse 24. Verse 24. If you don't have it, it's on the screen. Amen. Verse 24 reads this. Let's read it together. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. Amen. You may be seated. I have a lot of scriptures, but I'm not going to get to all of them because it's too much. You can teach this message till Jesus comes. That's just the foundation of scripture. Tonight, saints of God, we are blessed. Like I told you, when I saw this at St. John's for the first time on the screen, it leaped off the screen to me. I mean, I looked at this. You can't walk with God holding hands with the devil. What does that mean? And it was going over and over in my spirit. Over and over in my spirit. What do you think it means? Think about what it says. You can't walk with God holding hands with the devil. Now, first of all, God did not save us to hold hands with the devil. Amen? He delivered us from the power of sin. He delivered us from the prince of darkness. Amen? That's the word of God. And it's unfortunate that in these last and evil days, this last church age, the Laodicean church age, will of the people, that some people want to walk with God but hold hands with the devil. In other words, they want to have their cake and eat it too. You ever hear that old saying? In this walk of God, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Jesus says in the 16th chapter of Matthew, if any man, and that goes for woman too, come after me, let them first deny themselves. Take up their cross and what? Take up their cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. This walk of God is all about self-denial. It's all about crucifying the flesh. That's our worst enemy. The flesh, the works of the flesh. We don't have time to be playing games. Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse number 16. We're not going to turn to it. You can read it in your own private time. It speaks about the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. That's where the battle is. Satan is not our worst enemy. You and I are our worst enemy. Amen? Think about it. If God has given us the Holy Ghost, we have the power to overcome this flesh. And we have the power to overcome the satanic pull of the world. But it's up to you and I, because the Holy Ghost won't make you. But the Holy Ghost will keep you if you want to be kept. God will not force, even after we get saved, we still have free will. God will not force anyone to serve him. But Lord, thank you, Jesus. There's such a blessing in humility. There's such a blessing when we humble ourselves. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he might exhort you in due time. There's a blessing in humility. There's a blessing when we humble ourselves. There's a blessing when we humble ourselves to authority. Amen.
Amen.
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Don't fall asleep on me now. I'm excited. I'm still excited about the new building, amen?
Amen.
But guess what? This new building is going to be destroyed one day. Hallelujah. Everything as far as the eye can see. Chapter number 6, verse number 9. Everything as far as the eye can see is going to be destroyed. For when God comes, he's going to destroy the world with fire this time and not water. Second time he's going to destroy it with fire. These folks running around down here killing each other over some foolishness down here. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not what?
Inherit
the kingdom of God. But be not deceived, neither what? Nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were ye from of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of our God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. 2 Corinthians chapter number 6. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. Verse number 14. Just give me a few scriptures. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. Let's read it together. Be ye not unequal yoke together with unbelievers. For what fellowship of righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion of light with darkness, and what concord hath Christ with Belial, or what part hath he that believeth with the infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are a temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. I will receive you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God wants you and I to make it. He wants you and I to be saved. He wants you and I to be for real. Do you know where this life counts the most? It's been said and it's going to be said again. This life counts the most behind closed doors. Elder Kemp said his son, when we go behind closed doors, when we leave the building, God still sees you and I. When we're around our unsaved loved ones, God still sees you and I. When we're in school around those unsaved people, when you're on your job amongst the unsaved people, God still sees you and I. Amen? When we're in our community, God still sees you and I. Think about it. What does the world have offer you and I? Yes, it's glitter. Yes, they're having fun. Now, let me tell you something. Them folks are having fun out there. You hear me? There is fun in sin. Don't let nobody fool you. Them folks are having a ball. But where are they headed? Where are they headed? 11th chapter of Hebrews, talking about Brother Moses. It says, when Moses had come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather, there's always a choice, choosing rather to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. There's pleasure in sin. There's pleasure in sin. That's why a lot of them aren't going to come to God, because they're having a good time out there. They have a ball, but they're having a ball on their way to hell. The world has artificial peace. 14th chapter of St. John's Gospel, Jesus says that, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. The world tries to give an artificial peace. It's not real, it's pseudo, it's false. It's like artificial fruit. From a distance it looks good. From a distance it looks luscious. From a distance your mouth is watering. But when you get up on artificial fruit and handle it and look at it, what happens? It's a disappointment because it's not real. That's how the world is, and the pleasure that they have to offer. Their pleasure is just for a little while. But guess what? They're not satisfied. Because the song says, satisfied with who?
Jesus.
Satisfied with Jesus. The only true satisfaction anybody will ever find is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that are out there in the world walking in darkness, there is a void, there is an emptiness inside of every last one of them that only God can fill. Why is that? Because we were created to worship and praise Him. We were created to sing glory and praise to Him. He gave us these tongues to praise His holy name, not to use profanity and curse words. Do you realize how much of a blessing it is to be able to speak? I cut your tongue out your mouth, you're not going to be able to talk. But He gave us our tongues so we could give Him glory, give Him honor, give Him praise, because He's worthy. We were created to worship and praise Him. Think about Adam and Eve in the garden. What happened before Adam messed up? They had a perfect relationship with God. Amen? It was perfect harmony. It was perfect peace. And guess what? It's going back that way when Jesus cracks that sky and sets everything in order. Why would you want to walk with God and hold hands with the devil? All the devil wants to do is pull you back down. He's upset because you and I got saved. He lost us. We once belonged to Him. Ephesians 2nd chapter, right quick. Turn to that. Let me show you how we once belonged to that noble, filthy, foul spirit. Ephesians 2nd chapter. Hallelujah. Verse number 1. Is it on the screen? It's up there. And you have He quickened who were dead in what? Trespasses and sin. Spiritually, we were dead before we came to Christ. Spiritually, everyone outside of Christ is spiritually dead. That's why folks don't want to hear you and I talk about Jesus. Because spiritually, they're dead. They're like the walking dead, but spiritually. Where in times past, you walked according to the course of this world, according to the what? Prince of the power of the air. That's Satan. Prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now what? Worketh in the children of disobedience. You and I were one time children of disobedience. Don't let it be said that we're still disobedient. Hallelujah. Among whom also we all have our conversation. Conversation means the way we live, act, the way we behave. In times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature, here go Adam, because of Adam, he took on this disobedient, ungodly, rebellious nature against God. Because of Adam's disobedience, it was like a domino effect. Because of Adam, all born in sin. Because of Adam, all died. But because of the second Adam and what he did, all will live. Amen? Hallelujah for the second Adam. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. We're by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in what?
Mercy.
Woo! For his great love wherewith he loved us. Salvation tonight. Salvation tonight is everything. You and I need to value it. Do you realize that one day we're going to rule and reign with him forever? We're going to rule and reign with him forever. And I'm going to say this because it's the truth. Get mad as you want, I don't care. Some of you right now aren't serious about serving God. I'm going to be truthful with you. I don't care who you go run and tell. Go tell Jesus. It's time for us to be serious about serving God. Some of you sitting under the sound of my voice right now, you're not serious about serving God. You can't walk with God holding hands with the devil. Some of you right now need to get serious about serving God. Death is around every corner. And you and I only come in this way once. Amen. Too many of us are playing games, not serious about salvation. It's time to be for real. You and I might die tonight. We're not promised to see tomorrow. But the thing is, if you're in Christ, you're going to go to your resting place. We take a nap in Jesus. It's time to be serious about it. I'm not afraid of ISIS. Deacon Landers told me that there's so many of them right now in this country. If they were to come in this church right now, I pray to God that he would give us the grace to lay our lives down. It's going to come to that. Let me tell you something. Some of us are going to be martyrs for Christ. Some of us are going to be, you might as well get it made up in your mind. Some of us are going to be martyrs for Christ. And I want you to understand this thing. If God allows you to be a martyr for him, he will give you the grace to go through it. Just like he did to Deacon Stephen. Stephen was being stoned, and they weren't stoning him with no little pebbles. And the Bible said he looked up and he saw Jesus sitting on the right hand of the throne of God. No, standing on the right hand of the throne of God. And he said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And the Bible said he fell asleep. Woo! Hallelujah. It's time for some of us to get serious about serving God. Everybody's not serious about serving God. People are dying left and right. And I pray the prayer over the flyers that we get every Sunday. I pray the prayer, Lord, whoever reads these flyers, whoever sees these flyers, somehow, someway, Lord, touch their heart, convict their heart, prick their hearts. I leave them in the libraries. I go to the VA. When I go to the credit union, I put them up on a bulletin board. They got everything else on the bulletin board. I put the flyers up there. They take it down. I put another one up. They take it down. I put another one up. Hallelujah. Somebody's going to see it. And somebody may be saved because of that. All the scriptures that are in there, that's like a little Bible you and I carry around. You can't walk with God holding hands with the devil. It's time to be saved. Let us all stay. It's time to be serious about something. It's time to have a made up mind. It's time to have a fixed heart. It's time to be sold out for Jesus. It's time. It's time to make it to prayer meetings when you can make it. It's time to press your way to Bible studies when you can make it. It's time to be here on Sunday for service when you can make it. Because there's going to come a time when we can't have it. Our government is going to turn on us. Oh, yes. They already have. Yes, we got to pray for the president, the governors, and those in charge. But I want you to know that Antichrist, the spirit of the Antichrist, can ministers do come forth? Ministers and elders.